It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. It's not the actual California legislature, but each year, 120 seniors from across the state gather to write legislation that often ends up as law. On Friday, the California senior legislature wrapped up its work and announced its top priorities. Ben Adler reports from Sacramento.
You've heard of the Amber Alert for kidnapped children, but what about a Silver Alert? Orange County Senior Senator Jim Levy says that would help track down someone with Alzheimer's or another disease who wanders away from their home.
This is an Amber Alert to help find a senior who has dementia, who somehow left and doesn't know how to get back and doesn't know where he is. And the first 24 hours is very important to try to locate this person.
The senior legislature is aware of the budget crisis facing the actual legislature. Levy says adding the Silver Alert to the existing Amber Alert infrastructure can be done at relatively low cost. Other ideas include stricter sentences for identity theft against senior citizens and requiring handrails at all public staircases. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
The state Senate Energy Committee will hold a hearing today looking into whether the state may have to forfeit millions in federal stimulus dollars. The money was granted to the state by the Obama administration for energy efficiency projects. A state auditor's report criticized the California Energy Commission, which controls the $226 million fund, for not distributing those stimulus dollars efficiently. Senator Alex Padilla chairs the Senate's Energy Committee.
The clock is ticking. The worst-case scenario for California would be for the funds to revert back to the federal government and reallocate it to a different state.
Robert Oglesby is the executive director of the Energy Commission, and he is scheduled to testify at today's hearing. He issued a statement Friday saying the Energy Commission is on track to ensure all federal stimulus funds are used by the deadline. If the commission is unable to pay out all the funds by April 2012, it's obligated to return the remaining funds to the federal government. That's the update. I'm Mark Prell.